Good afternoon, Matt. I had two questions, one sort of looking back at the game and then one looking forward. I guess looking back first, I was curious just in terms of initially in the game, and maybe I'm off on this, it seemed like maybe a little heavier dose of zone coverage. I'm curious if you'd agree with that sort of assessment from early in the game and maybe what contributed to that approach.
Early in the game, we probably had a good combination of both different packages that we were trying to run and just trying to, do the best job we could to get off to, the way we wanted to start the game, which obviously we didn't, and had to go in and make some adjustments and try to get the game slowed down a little bit for us. But, it was, obviously, I think the guys fought hard last weekend. I think that was a tough game for us, and we're certainly trying to improve and looking ahead to, very tough game in front of us. It's really where all of our focus is right now. Obviously, the Colts are a dynamic team, very explosive offense, have some phenomenal skill players, and obviously a tremendous quarterback who is an extremely difficult player to play against and to plan for and to try to stop. So it's really where our focus is right now.
As you just the follow-up is, as you sort of start your preparations, what is standing out to you as looking maybe different from that game, November 16th, perhaps it's Dwayne Allen, who I know went out of that game with an injury early. What are they doing different, or what looks different to you as you start this process?
Sure. I mean, I'll just, obviously just in general with their offense right now, I would say they're doing a great job of getting the ball to a lot of different players. Certainly the running backs that, have come into the game. And being able to roll through there have contributed both in the run game and the pass game. Quarterback's able to get him the ball or get those guys the ball quite a bit, and they're able to do some things in space and gain positive yardage and really protect the ball. So along with obviously the deep threats that they have, T.Y. Hilton, Moncrief, Wayne, Nix, do a great job stretching the field both vertically and horizontally. The tight end situation is very difficult. Dwayne Allen, going into our first game, we knew he's an extremely good player, both in the run and the pass game. This guy is a big, physical, strong guy. You can see in yesterday's game where he also has the ability to post up against tougher situations like in the red area and be able to, box out and catch touchdowns and situational plays. Obviously, Fleener, the dynamic element he brings, and Doyle, being the third tight end who will, line up in a bunch of different positions. So I think they use the tight ends very well. I think they try to, keep you moving as far as what the different looks are with those guys along with their wide receivers. Like I said, I think the running backs are really doing an excellent job as far as within the system of really being very productive.
Hi, Matt. Just curious, wondering why the Ravens were so successful running the ball against you guys the other night, and did that kind of prompt a red flag about your run defense? What do you need to do to be more consistent in that area?
Well, I think, like I said, before, I obviously understand that Baltimore is an extremely good football team. They're a very tough, very physical football team, and we obviously went out and tried to compete at the highest level we could to win the game, which, fortunately for us, we're looking forward to Indianapolis this week. So really our focus right now is on Indianapolis, who obviously also has an excellent run game. That will be a big challenge for us. They can get the ball to their running backs in a variety of ways, but both inside and outside with the different schemes they run. And certainly then also in addition to that, the quarterback, being another threat in the run game will give another layer of difficulty for us to defend. So it's really where we're kind of at right now.
Do they have a running style that's in any way similar to Baltimore in the stretch running game? I mean,
sure.
Is it a scheme thing with them that's similar, or how do they try to mount their rushing attack?
Yeah, no, good question. I mean, I think Baltimore has a specific run system that they will repeatedly go to. Indianapolis also has those types of runs in their scheme, along with some specific scheme runs too, where they may toss the ball outside, they may scheme up some different angle blocks inside, so they'll really kind of attack you in all different levels there, whether it's in the more of the stretch type plays or the inside zone or the outside. toss craft type of plays. So they'll really scheme it up, and they have a couple of different variations in the ways that they can run the ball.
Thanks.
Yes.
And Matt, just to stick with the indie running game, I guess, how is Heron's style unique? I guess I think going into the last time you played these guys, it was mostly Richardson and.
Sorry, Richardson and Bradshaw, right, in the first game, and then obviously Heron now in Tipton. So I think both of these guys, you know, Heron really does a great job of being very patient with the runs. He really waits for the blocks to develop. He'll find his creases, and then, you know, does a great job of hitting those downhill very hard. He runs extremely hard, very powerful type of runner, but has the ability to cut back into open spaces on the backside too. So you'll see him take some jump cuts and some plays where he has good vision on the cut to the backside where he can get some positive yards. So I think that's really what they're trying to do, is make sure they don't take negative plays in the run game. They get the ball downhill. They get it hard into the line of scrimmage fast and vertical into the defense where, you know, they're consistently gaining positive yardage. And obviously you want to give credit to the line up front. I mean, I think those guys have done a good job of trying to, you know, play together as a group. They've had some changes in there positionally, but have done a good job kind of coming together here as of late and working together. I think, you know, the offensive line is always a hard position to have changes in and out of, but these guys have seemed to handle it extremely well.
Well, I also, Matt, just wanted to ask you about Logan Ryan really quickly. He's kind of inserted late in the game yesterday, Saturday, I should say. Just wondering how you saw him kind of respond in that moment and just how he's developed over the course of the season here.
Sure. I mean, I think Logan, you know, really, we talked about him before and I talk about a lot of our guys, but I think you have to understand that our guys come in and out of the games at all different times and different points. But one of the things that makes it unique, especially with him, and makes it unique for us to be able to do that, is just their approach to the preparation. You know, we preach all the time about the preparation and preparing to go and preparing to play. So none of our guys sit in the room defensively and say, well, you know, I don't need to be ready to go here. I need to, you know, everyone sits in there and is very focused on the job and understands their job and how they fit and what other circumstances might come up where their jobs might expand. So certainly those guys do a great job. Logan does a great job. You know, he's just a true professional that really studies and grinds at the game, you know, every day and prepares himself, you know, to be ready to go out and perform when he has to. So, you know, I think that starts with, you know, our guys that have been around here, you know, the longest, from Vince Wolfworks to, you know, Devin McCourty and the guys in the back end, and obviously, you know, just transferred into our young guys. I think they all do a great job of that. So really, you know, really just makes it enjoyable on a day-to-day basis to be able to come in and work at the game and try to improve your craft.
Good afternoon, Matt. Question for you on Andrew Luck. Obviously, you've seen a lot of quarterbacks who are mobile and can get out of the pocket and scramble, but it seems like he not only can scramble, but can change his mind midstream and while he's scrambling out, throw on the run very accurately. Question for you is, what kind of challenges does that present in terms of maintaining responsibilities downfield?
Sure. I mean, that's a huge challenge for us. So this guy is not only mobile, has a very strong arm, but like you mentioned, can move out of the pocket and keep his vision and concentration downfield and really see the entire field where he might not be just locked into one player as he's trying to elude a rush or escape out of the pocket or even just move out of the pocket on their move-the-pocket plays. Does a good job of keeping the entire field open in his vision and finding pockets or seams or holes where his receivers are either uncovering or finding space, you know, to get open in their routes. And then obviously with the arm strength, he can get the ball there. I think the other thing that's, you know, extremely difficult about Andrew Luck is how strong he is. He's a very big quarterback. He's extremely strong. So you'll see a lot of guys that think they have him in the grass and think they can get him down, and then he breaks free. So as a full defense, you know, you're in a mindset where you're like, okay, well, we got this guy wrapped up, and then all of a sudden he gets free and he breaks free, and now the play is extended even longer. So it's definitely something where we have to concentrate and play all the way through the whistle and finish every single bit of coverage or finish every play all the way through to make sure that, you know, we don't give up something in a situation where he's been able to extend the play even longer. So I think that's the added element to him that in the passing game that he really presents. And obviously in the running game, you know, he also presents an issue there. So it's kind of a double threat problem for us.
Yeah, Matt, is it almost a relief not to have to play Peyton again? I mean, you guys have met 16 times. Is it almost a relief? And the second part of that is, would it be tougher to prepare for Andrew because you played him far less than you did with Manning, who you're more familiar with? But is it somewhat of a relief not to have to prepare for that guy?
Well, I think in the National Football League, you just prepare for your next opponent. I don't think you worry about who's hard or who's not. It's the National Football League. I think everyone's extremely difficult. I think everyone, you know, when you get to this level, is earned the right to be here, and especially at the quarterback position. So I think Peyton Manning or Andrew Luck, both of them present very difficult, extreme problems that you have to defend as a defense. So we're just going to go out and try to do our best here against Andrew Luck, and hopefully we can get him you know, stopped for all the things that he does that I was just, you know, talking about. So it's the National Football League. It's the playoffs. Every game is very difficult.
And Matt, I was wondering if you could just speak to what you've, basically what you've enjoyed about the process of working with Darrelle Revis this year.
Sure. I mean, I've enjoyed the process of working with all of my players on defense here and the team in general. I think one of the benefits of being a coach is the relationships you make with the guys out on the field and through practice, through meetings, and just the general the grind of the game, which is we're very fortunate here that we have guys that love to do that. They love to study, they love to work, and they love to compete. And, you know, that's the real enjoyment of it. So I certainly have enjoyed, you know, enjoyed all of it with all of those guys. And Darrelle falls right in line with the rest of them. I think we have a group that works extremely hard to try to, you know, improve and get better and play the game the way we need to play it and play it hard and have fun while they're doing it. So certainly, you know, it's a blessing to be able to have that, and I enjoy, you know, every day we get a chance to continue it. So I'm just going to try to, you know, work real hard here throughout this week.
Thanks, Stacey. Good morning. Afternoon, Coach. Coach, more on Luck very briefly. Yesterday, a couple things. Yesterday, Phil Sims said that the fact that they've been one of the changes with Andrew is that when they've gone more to the hot receiver when he added to his the threat of his rollout. I didn't know whether that was something you had seen. And two other things, is there a difference when he's moving left or right in terms of his ability to get the ball downfield when he's making extending plays? And then finally, is he better now in second and third and long? Is there anything that he's done to add to his effectiveness there?
I mean, obviously, I think I spoke on Andrew Luck pretty extensively. I mean, I think the guy's a phenomenal quarterback. Yeah, I think both in the pocket, out of the pocket, his decision-making, they ask him to do a lot of things. Also, the type of line of scrimmage situations, whether it's check-with-me type plays or audible plays, where they may change a play based on a defensive look or a particular set. He handles all those situations very well at the line of scrimmage. He's able to stand in the pocket and throw the ball downfield extremely well, be able to take a lot of movement in there, and he can get away from pressure. And obviously, I think he can scramble to either direction and throw extremely well and extremely far downfield. He's got a tremendously strong arm. So, I mean, I think this guy is a very, very good quarterback. He's an extremely tough competitor. He's a guy that enjoys the game, obviously. He loves to play and loves to compete, and it's a huge challenge for us to stop this guy and, you know, everyone on the Indianapolis Colts. I think they've done a great job of surrounding him with extremely talented players, both in the skill positions, at the tight end position, and, you know, obviously in front of him with the offensive line. So, I think that really transfers into whether he's in the pocket, out of the pocket, or down in distance, or whatever the situation is. This guy's a tremendous competitor. He's a great quarterback, and he'll be a huge challenge for us this week.